Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm in Orlando at the Rose and Shingle Creek at the Shaw Flooring Network Conference, and I'm with Benjamin Liepert, the Executive Vice President of Shaw's Residential Business. Benjamin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim. Thanks for being here with us this week. It's a big week for us.
Well, I wouldn't have missed it. This thing got started in 1997. Every other year, you bring your aligned dealers down here. This year, you've got roughly 1,000 of them, and it's a big family event. You've been here a year now. It's your first convention. So tell us a little bit about your observations in being with Shaw for a year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe I've finished my first lap around the track, and so now I'm starting to see things twice. But the one thing I'm not seeing for the second time is the SFN convention. As you mentioned, this is our every other year event, and this happens to be the on year. And so I think the first big observation that I have, no shock you mentioned it, is family. And I think it's one thing to say we're going to be a family organization or we want to have a family type of relationship with our retailers and our partners, and it's another thing to do it. And I feel like the SFN convention in many ways is that belief in action, not just saying it, but doing it. And so really energized by seeing two and three generations of people together here. So grandparents with their sons and their grandkids who are all in the business. I saw some pictures this week of children who are infants who are now 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, standing there. And so I don't think there's anything more inspirational than saying, hey, this is a family business, and this is a family type of relationship, but then seeing it and bringing it to life. So that's the first big one. And then I think the second one is, you know, for about a year, we've been curating the experiences this week at SFN, and we're finally letting them out into the open. And I think what I like about this is the convention is so much more about our customers than it is about Shaw. So it's not us on stage telling our customers how great we are. There'll be a little bit of that, but it's really our customers on stage saying, here's what we need from Shaw. This is how we collectively become better. I think that's really special.
You know, they say if you join the flooring business, you'll never leave it. And one of the core attractors that keeps people here is what you're talking about as far as the multi-generational, family-run businesses. Big as Shaw is, I mean, obviously you're going to go through the home centers, you're going to go through other outlets, but this is the core of the business, isn't it? These retailers make their living, their life, their whole family's wrapped around being aligned with a brand like Shaw, right?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is being in the appliance business for 22 years, that was a saying we had as well. No one really leaves the appliance business, or if they do, they find their way back. So I think it's nice to see that that is also true about the flooring business. You know, what drives that? I do think it's this relationship piece, and it's something that attracted me to Shaw very, very early. There were two things that helped me make my decision to leave a 22-year career in the appliance business. The first was around the vision of what we believe the industry can be. And that's really Tim Baucom's vision. It's a very inspirational vision. And it's not just about Shaw, it's about the industry. So something bigger than self, and that's inspiring. The second thing was about the people. Every person that I met in the interview process, in the travel process to Dalton, and then all of my first year interactions with all of our customers, I love these people already. And I think there's something here, there's salt of the earth, real people. And then I think this idea that we can work together to create a better future is real. It's not just a fancy slogan that we put on a billboard or a poster. And so I think that is what keeps bringing people back, the realness and the authenticity of the people involved in this business.
Last time I saw you, we were at Aiken, South Carolina. Shaw has just spent, it's the biggest CapEx investment the company's made in its history, $500 million on a yarn facility. Very impressive. Tell me, catch me up since then, some things that have happened to put Shaw on a roll.
Yeah, that's a big one. And I think we talk about making these investments so that we can essentially have better capabilities. And we believe fundamentally, carpet is the foundation of the home, and carpet and flooring can be better than it is today. And so that investment in the fiber production is all about us making better products for our customers and our consumers. And that's starting to happen. We are now in our second generation of some of those launches, and those products are the best products we've ever made. Some other things that we've been working on last year, I think, is really getting internal alignment. I always say that you have to win in the locker room first before you have any chance to win in the market. And so we took 2024, really getting our team aligned, the residential leadership team, getting the right people into the right roles. We made a few changes there on who's sitting in what seat, but had the same players on the team, just maybe sitting in a different seat. And we're already seeing fruit coming from that. we made the really tough move in the kind of July, August timeframe. You and I spoke about this at Aiken a few months ago, and we went to what we call portfolio sellers. So a hard surface seller and a soft surface seller. And the idea behind that is to create better connectivity and alignment to our retail partners. What they told us is, I can't have four Shaw reps in my office every day. I have a business to run. Our RSAs have not only Shaw brands to sell, but other brands. Can you help us simplify? That was one of the areas that came out of that feedback from our customers. But it's also around this idea of simplifying our offering, not only to the dealer, but to the consumer. There is too much choice. And so now our hard surface seller, they're gonna take our brands and the products in those brands, and then make sure that we have the right products and brands on the showroom floor. Make sure that we're training the RSAs on the right products and brands versus throwing everything we possibly can on the showroom floor. So it's massive simplification.
So let's talk about just recently. You've been down to Dallas, you've been over to Dana Point, you've been to CCA. When I'm hearing a little bit of a roll going here, right? So tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think there's the term I like to use is mojo. Feels like we're building a little bit of mojo, but you know the proof's going to be in the execution in the marketplace, and our customers are going to vote on that, by the way, right? And I think we're really trying to install a culture of accountability and delivering results. And so great that we have good meetings like the one in Dana Point or in Dallas, but the scoreboard has to reflect those great meetings. And what I love is our customers are in charge of that, right? So, but it does feel good. I think the sentiments are very high around excitement of new products coming, the investments we're gonna take in the brands. And then this idea that we're going to the marketplace, and we're gonna win. Winning is the ultimate goal as defined by our customers.
So we're at this event, you're rolling out new products. I was just looking at this agenda that's you know 7 pages that opens out. You've got 64 educational sessions going on. You're taking everybody to Universal. And by the way, you've handed out down jackets because we're going to get a little cold snap. But I mean, you're continuing to do this family event so that this is a memorable, not only enhancement to these business owners from a business perspective, but also a little time with their family at the same time, right?
Yeah, I think it supports what we talked about in this family aspect. But I think the power of the Shaw Flooring Network is the network itself. And so, you know, this peer-to-peer learning, this peer-to-peer discussions are a big part of that. And it's also nice to have a little fun, to your point. We're going to get out on Monday, and we're going to go to Universal. I think this is a cornerstone of, you know, how we bring our strategy to life in market with our customers. And I think that the key to doing that, and it's brought to life here in these sessions that you spoke of, co-development. This wasn't a bunch of Shaw people sitting in a room saying, let's go tell our customers about this. Our customers co-developed these topics. And then we're going to tailor these solutions and tailor these sessions to what is needed. And so we shouldn't be bringing any topics or any sessions to the Shaw Flooring Network that they don't want to hear about because they told us what they needed.
I got to tell you, I'm sitting here listening to you. I can't believe your birthday's this week, and you turn 46 years old. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Yeah, hard to believe I'm going to be turning 46. That seemed old to me at one point, and so now I'm 46. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks for spending time with our listeners, and we hope you guys have a great meeting. Again, been talking to Benjamin Liepert, the Executive Vice President of Shaw's Residential Business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.